Oh my goodness. Scrolling Facebook is so hard some days. Hi, welcome to Mornings with a Stranger. This is episode 65. Okay, I'm just gonna dive in because this is just like really, like I read this and thought, yeah, this is an Onion article. It's not an Onion article, unless I'm really missing the boat here. Who the heck thought it was a good idea to snort condoms? Like when we look at some of the weird stuff and we think, wow, how did somebody figure out that the weird, I'm trying to think of what weird thing is in, isn't there some like, in something that we use is like, what's the word? The liquid from like anal glands of a particular animal. Like we all look at that and go, who thought that was a good idea? Yeah, that's like, who did think that was a good idea? But condom snorting? Okay, this is now. I mean, like, we think we're so evolved. This is crazy. It's sad. I don't even know if it's sad. It's just stupid. I don't even know if I'm counting it as sad. Like, there are some things that are sad. This is just dumb. Please, somebody who does this and thinks it's a good idea, I'd love to hear from you. Because this is not one of those things like, I don't even know what to akin it to. This isn't somebody doing something stupid because they're depressed or hurting or whatever. This is just dumb. So, okay, it's apparently dangerous for multiple reasons. One of them is mentioned in this video that I saw. That, of course, when you're snorting it, and this is the fascinating thing. Like, I thought they put it up their nose and then got weird stuff, chemically stuff in their body, and it was bad. But they're pulling it through their mouth. Okay. Wow. So the concern is that they can choke on it because it cannot go through your mouth. It can go down your trachea or it can go down your, is trachea your breathing tube? I should know this. Suddenly I'm second guessing myself. So there's that. And it's like, there's just so many bad, not good for your sinuses. You're putting a thing. Oh, geez whiz. Okay. I'm sorry, but ick, just gross. Not okay. Anyway, back to the original questions, who thought this was a good idea? Like, I have the feeling whoever started this is sort of like the person who started like some of the Pizzagate stuff. Like they're sitting back and watching it unravel and they've never done it themselves. They just thought it was hilarious to mention it. People don't do this. Come on, wake up, kids, adults, whoever. I guess it's a teen thing. And the Tide Pods were bad enough. I don't even get that crap. That's just gross. I don't even get this worse. Like, just gross. Okay, anyway, some days, scrolling Facebook is just painful. Today is one of those days. I'm just hitting all the weird headlines and stuff that are making me sad. I'll probably talk about one of them soon. But this is one of them that just was like, yeah, what? No, not okay. Dumb, stupid, don't do it. The article, the video was actually on cbsnews.com. And I will have that put in the show notes. But condom snorting challenge. Experts warn dangerous trend among teens. Anyway, there you go. There you have it. I don't know what to say about our humanity. But this is, if we've come to this, a survival of the fittest comes to mind. I mean, I don't know. I guess you're young and you're stupid. And if somebody hasn't pointed out how the body works enough to help you understand that you could really hurt yourself, I guess if you've watched, you know, like, what's that show? What's the show that Prince saw his wife on before she was his wife because she was too young to be his wife, but he saw her and said, I'm going to marry her. And then he did. That's incredible. I think it was That's Incredible. We see and some of the talk shows and like David Letterman or whatever, the weird stupid people tricks, where people will put stuff through their nose or, you know, and then we see people swallow weird stuff. Like I've seen some really nasty stuff that people swallow and regurgitate and it's kind of amazing, but it's kind of gross. So I guess if you've seen that and you're following through, okay, maybe you get a pass of just not thinking about it and just emulating somebody because, well, if you see him do it on TV, it must be okay. Somebody teach children biology quicker and help them understand why this is bad. Okay. Thank you. Please, please do that. That's it. I'm out. I'm sad. I don't even know what to say. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Please don't put a condom in your nose today and have a great day. Check us out on Facebook at, I'm like so perplexed right now, at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the ad sign, Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces, on Facebook, or the website, morningswithastranger.com. Check out all the other episodes there. Please go to iTunes and subscribe. That would be delightful. Share with your friends. Share the podcast with your friends, as well as to not put condoms up their nose. This is apparently a very important service announcement. Put that one at Easter dinner next year, just to work ahead for topic discussions. What do we got coming up for holidays? 4th of July, I guess. I don't know. You know, hey, if you need a topic starter, there you go. A good thing to tell your kids, like your godchildren or the children in your life that you feel like you want to positively influence. Good luck with that. Have a great morning. Have a wonderful day.